was told the truth, and she took a liking to me. She said, Mr. what's your plan? What's it telling you? Telling you something? I said, yes, some they are. As long as you ask, I'll tell you. I'll tell the truth. I said, see the zipper? It got a snip, the scissors snipped a hole in it, and they want me to donate. She said, well, you know better than that. I said, well, I ain't about to do it. I said, but now that I'm caught, I'm telling you. I said, she says, well, you sit down there and pick that zipper out, and I'll show you how to. So she cut a piece out, made this tiny bit, about a fourth of an inch, all that trouble for that, but it was done right. So I did it, and the zipper went back in correctly. And so I learned a lesson from that. You can't get by. Somebody will catch you somewhere, you know. And if you're a conscientious person, you don't want to do nothing wrong like that, no matter what subject in life you talk about.
This area down here was called what?
Well, this comes in the Irish Channel. You heard about that. That comes in, but that's not. They include it now with the Garden District. But there was something in today's paper about two young men. They opening up a cooking school.
Yes.
That's over on Richard Street, I believe. And I don't know. They got the garden. They got the Irish Channel all mixed up. I don't know much. I can't argue one way about it. But I don't think the way I was told that it takes in all that section. But they were good Irish American people, hard working poor people, and they bought homes and paid the dear way, bought them in homestead and paid big interest. And of course their children, this is the third generation. Now the second generation struggled out there yet, but the third generation, they grew up more educated with that college degree, and they wasn't satisfied to live there. So them of the bunnies went east, you know, bought they had the finances, they could do it. And still they in the homestead too, they're paying on time for them homes. God, they'll pay all their life for them $57,000. That's some money to pay for a home.
Where do they live now?
They call it out east, out Metro, near the Veterans Highway. All that's the newly part, and they got apartment house at these big companies. Why, they say the Johnsons, President Johnson's family owns a couple of them. They're like chicken houses. They're little bit of apartments, you know, and they're for rent too, some of them. They're not rented. That's terrible the way they, all that space out there that makes such tiny places to live in. They're depending on air condition when you need the fresh air.
That's the truth. You're right there, you know.
I got an air conditioner, but I ain't using it. I can't afford it.
Yeah, you should.
I want that window open, and I can't. It's piled up with boxes. Can't get to it right now. It's getting hot now. I bought a new fan last year, 20-inch hand fan, you know, electric, but I use that. That's cool enough for me. Because I never get that heated. I don't drink cocktails, and I think that stirs up your blood, you know, you really get warm.
Yeah.
So I don't indulge in that, and I'm not that cold. That fan satisfies me, and that's enough to pay for, too. That ain't cheap, but I gotta hear something.
There were Germans here, too, weren't there? Was there a German settlement, German area?
Oh, well, yeah, downtown, past the Vieux Carré, that goes into near. On the way to St. Bernard Parish, there's some German Americans down there with Protestant Catholic churches. Yeah, and it's all denominations. America, the foreigners came over here. Germans, Swedes. There's some Swedes up in the Garden District. They got a Swedish church over there. You can go in there and buy all kind of imported cheese and stuff.
Yeah.
That's Listy and Britannia.
Did you hear names for those people? When people got mad at them, what would they call them? Did they ever call them names?
I don't know. It's German. I don't know that.
Yeah. Okay, now, ethnic.
And Dummkopf is a stupid person in German. That's what they made it.
Dummkopf.
Mr. Dummkopf, you are a hornhead or a dumbhead. They raise good children, though, I'll tell you. I think all nations are just not for. I have respect for Italians or anybody. They got good people in every nationality.
Yes, ma'am.
They used to get along. Now it looks like they're ready to fight everything.